Bible sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our pastor and teacher, Gordon.
Very grateful that you have tuned in today to Abounding Grace Radio. We do invite you to go to our website at agradio.org. Again, check out that website. We put a lot of work into that. There's a lot of resource there for you, and we do give you an invite to go there. And if you so desire to support us, we are grateful for all your support. We are thankful to bring these broadcasts to you. And we do this to challenge us in the faith, to challenge us to love the Lord more and to grow in what the purpose and the mandate and the mission of Christian ministry, what it is, what the Lord has given to us. And that's something we believe at Abounding Grace needs to be recovered today. So we're studying, continuing our study in Romans chapter 1, where the Apostle Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God, it's the dynamite of God, the dunamis, to save those who believe, to save everyone who believes." Now, why would the apostle say that? I'm not ashamed. I want to come preach. Yesterday, I asked the question, what is the gospel? And do we know what the gospel is? Well, the gospel, by definition, means good news. That God has announced good news to us who are lost in sin and dead in trespasses and sins. That he sent his only begotten Son, his eternal Son, the Son of God, who took on our flesh and stood in our place and became the curse and lived a perfect life. And he died on the cross. And we, because of our sin, caused all of that. But God has put on him our iniquity, that whosoever believes in him, trusts in him, that blood, that righteousness will cover you from all of your sins. Now, it's amazing. The Apostle Paul says, I'm not going to be embarrassed by it. He was constantly saying that. You can't read this without saying, did Paul face the tendency to shrink back from this? Obviously, because he kept saying it over and over. Do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. Why would he say that? I believe we have to look at the fact that there were three distinct pressures that the Apostle Paul faced. Let's go through these today on Abounding Grace. What would have been the first pressure? The first pressure was a cultural one. You know how powerful Rome was? You know how many philosophers and wise men Rome had? And do you know what they did with their gods? You've seen the statues. Anyone who's studied Roman history has seen the Roman gods were everywhere in different forms and mighty portrayals of their power. And here is Paul proclaiming a crucified Savior, and everyone who heard it ridiculed the idea. And it was strong. To think that Jesus was considered to be equal with God, that he is true God, and that men put him to death? Do you know what they said about the Christian message? And then you had an evangelistic problem. People weren't satisfied with it. And so they started dressing up the Christian message to make it non-offensive. Corinth struggled with this. The Greeks wanted more wisdom and the Jews wanted great signs. And so the church started caving into this. They started using all the oratory dramas of the day, and they made their speech heady and wise and complex. In fact, it got so bad that in 2 Corinthians, Paul would expose that all of these super pastors were rising up, who came as angels of light, and all of these people were following after them. And he said what they were doing. They were handling the word of God deceitfully. They were using it to manipulate people. And lo and behold, all of these converts were following the men. In fact, these super apostles attacked Paul and said he was culturally and evangelistically defective because so many were rejecting his message. And remember, Paul said this, "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come to you proclaiming the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my message were not with plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yet among the mature, we do impart wisdom. Now, I want you to feel the pressure there. You feel it? When I came to you, listen, I didn't choose to use this lofty speech. I didn't do all the whiz-bang stuff. I didn't need the great espresso bars. I didn't need to be up there making a show of myself, speaking in ways that promoted me. We refused all of that. We refused doing any of that to try to reach you. We've renounced the feelings of shame for the gospel. We refuse to use the word of God craftily. We don't want to use human wisdom to win souls for Jesus. Feel the evangelistic pressure Paul was facing. Listen, it's hard. I know it. I've lived it. It's hard to do what we do when down the street you can head off to a church who has everything under the sun, the greatest of resources, a shopping mall kind of approach, the best espresso bars, their own areas for the young people, the jumpy things for the kids. I've gone over all this again and again, but it's where the church has gone. And, you know, they're even today pressuring people to dress down. That's what this has become. And, you know, here you sit and you're trying to fight the battle and do church with just this old thing called preaching. When everyone says, stop preaching to me today, you know, who does that anymore? And, you know, we start thinking, you know, if we keep up with this path, our children aren't going to stick with this, right? We start struggling with that. These are all the pressures that come with this. Great pressure. So you had a cultural pressure, you had an evangelistic pressure, and then you had one more. It was a moral one. For the gospel to have any meaning, what do you have to say about humans? Well, it's not good. Listen, the first three chapters of Romans are all about what? Sin. Who's talking about that today? You know what Paul's going to say? He's going to say, your heart is like when you lift up a lid of your heart. It's like lifting the lid of hell. It's awful in there. There's all kinds of hypocrisy in your heart. You're all guilty. There's no one good. There's no one righteousness. Every tongue is like that of a viper, and God's wrath is burning on people because of it. You ever hear that message today? That the wrath of God abides on people, that all of our righteousness is a filthy garment, that no one does any lick of good, no, not one, that no one seeks after God. Meet Romans 2 and 3, and actually 1, 2, and 3. There's no difference, says Paul. All have sinned and fallen short of that glory, and God has silenced the mouth of the whole world in its own righteousness. He said it's all a filthy rag. Who wants to hear that? Think about it. Who wants to preach that today? No, you want to preach the opposite. You want to preach man is good. Build up the self-esteem. Make him feel good about himself. Listen, I know that's pressure. But Paul knows that the greatness of God's love and grace is only comprehended in the preaching as it should be when people really see things about themselves and their hearts as God has defined them. Let me say that again. As God has defined reality. I know we create Disney worlds for ourselves. I know we love to create a Disneyland in America where we sweep away all the cigarette butts. But I'll tell you what, our hearts are full of cigarette butts. It's not good in there. It's bad. See the pressure? If God were to huddle us up today and say, hey, guys, I'm gonna leave it up to you. What kind of message do you want to go talk about? What do you think we'd do? Here's what we'd come up with. You're good people. God loves you. Stop thinking negative thoughts about yourself. Be positive toward yourself. Build up your self-esteem. God is always there for you, always to make you happy. It's all about you. You know that's the message of the false teachers of our day, right? Every false prophet, that's his message. In contrast to all of this, Paul now explains why he's not ashamed of the gospel. Yes, I know there's that tendency. Yes, I know that we have a tendency to be really ashamed about the gospel. Paul says, not going to do it. Not going to be ashamed. Why is he not going to be ashamed? He says, because it is this power of God's Son in the message of the cross that God has chosen to save with. That's what makes our God so amazing in his kindness and goodness. He will judge the world, but right now he's taken that great power and reigned and is saving, not destroying with that power. Paul says, I'm not ashamed. This word for power is the strongest word we get, the word dynamite from. This is God's dynamite to save. God has chosen this to be his dynamite to deliver us from the misery that we chose and that we're in. It's a power totally contrary to the power of this world. You know, Psalm 2 said this, the Son would ask the Father, and the Father would give the nations as his inheritance. You see what the New Testament writers understood? They weren't looking for some future restoration of Israel. What they saw was, since all authority and power belongs to Jesus, that message would go out, and it would not be just for the Jews, it would be for the Jews and the Greeks. Notice he links them together. There's no more distinction. Remember, he's broken down those distinctions, and Paul understood and believed that this gospel, this power, would be effective to the ends of the earth. Because the nations are Jesus's. Because it is his purpose to evangelize the world with this message. This is why he's not ashamed. It's God's power. And what is it that makes this power so amazing? Listen to verse 17. We'll pick up with this tomorrow. For in it, in the gospel, in the good news, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. God has revealed something in this gospel. He's revealed his righteousness. It's a righteousness, dear listener, that's not ours, because ours is filthy. It's a righteousness that God has made available to us. The perfect life of his Son. The perfect life that has covered us from all of our sins. This righteous life is made available to us by faith. When we believe in Jesus, we're covered by that life. We're covered by his blood. And there is therefore now no condemnation, Paul's going to say in Romans, to those who are in Christ Jesus. You understand why this is so important? This gospel is God's dynamite to save everyone who believes. Oh, let's get back to preaching this wonderful gospel. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministry. We are a listener-supported program, and we do humbly ask both for your prayerful and financial support. Write to us at Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264, agradio.org is the website. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Steve Swetz of Emmanuel Covenant Reformed Church in Abbotsford. I invite you to hear biblical preaching and God-centered worship every Sunday at 10 and 3:30 in the afternoon at Emmanuel Covenant Reformed Church in Abbotsford. You can find us at 35063 Page Road in Abbotsford. Our website is abbotsfordurc.org. We are a church that emphasizes Jesus Christ alone as our way of reconciliation with God.